This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. And yes, we are brought to you by our friends, Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design has the full range of construction services using their innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and what makes them special, their personal relationships with their vendors, their tradesmen, and their designers. Your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Visit buildingsbydesign.com. Well, today, what a great day. In studio, we have with us, first on a return from his mission trip, our intern, who's actually completed his hours for his internship, but is back with us today, Sammy Greenfield. Sammy, welcome back, buddy.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
Well, and our special guest today is, this guy's been a champion golfer in two Hall of Fames that I know of. Maybe it's more. But led Colorado State golf team for 9 years and then went on to Louisville where he built a national program. At least five guys going into the pros, and the University of Louisville was under the direction of Tim Jurich, was his athletic director at the time, but now doing a lot of great work in Colorado with youth golfers. Mark Crabtree, the Hall of Famer. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great, Bruce. Great to be with you.
It is an awesome day today. We're going to talk a lot about, you know, golf, different things, and both you guys are golfers. I consider myself a golfer. You know, but far inferior, you know, to the two of you as far as when we fill out that final score on our handicap there. What I might put down for 9, you know, Mark might be putting down for 18 once in a while. But anyway, Mark, what a journey, though. You're a graduate of locally Rocky Mountain High School, the Lobos. Is that correct?
That is correct, Bruce. That is correct.
Just a few years ago, and you were also a high school teacher and coach, and then you had the opportunity to direct the golf program at Colorado State. You know, let's go back those years and what those years meant to you in your professional career.
Well, you know, it was something that I never thought I would be doing. I never expected to do that. When I got into coaching and teaching at the high school level, I thought that was probably going to be my future, and I would be working with that age of that age bracket. But I got a call from some friends, and Colorado State was a club sport.
Sure.
And so they were not competitive, and they were a club sport. And so they reached out to me and asked me if I would be interested in coming over and the change from a club sport to a competitive sport. And that kind of intrigued me, and I thought about it for a little while. I had no idea what I was jumping into. I had no idea at all, but I was intrigued a little bit. So I said, "Well, let's investigate it. Let's talk about it. Let's think about it." And as I got a little more into that, I said, well, maybe that'd be something I'd enjoy. So I jumped into it, but wow, was there some things after that that I wasn't expecting.
Absolutely. You were not expecting, and you spent 9 years at CSU, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so 9 years. So from that infinite club sport situation, you brought CSU to a very competitive stage in the golf game, in the golf world here in northern Colorado. Not a southern state, not a coastal state where golf is much more prevalent. Talk about some of that recruitment. Can you remember the guys on your first CSU team?
Absolutely. More importantly, I can remember the first recruits that
okay.
I ever brought to
Let's
Colorado
talk
State.
About it.
So, when given the opportunity and taking advantage of that opportunity, my very first step was to begin to recruit some players. So, but I had very little resources to do that. So my problem was, how are you going to go out and recruit young men to come to Colorado State if you don't have any resources to give them? So I have to preface all that by saying, and I think it's still true today, many years later, that the reason that I was successful, one of the reasons I was successful at Colorado State was because of the community. I was able to present a vision to a number of people who love golf in the area who were willing to support our program. And we were able to have success because these people contributed financially to the beginning of Colorado State men's golf, and it's still true today. But those people were the backbone of the program because the university could not and would not support it. And so that was the whole beginning, is to convince people. And then because of that, the resources started to flow in. And my first recruiting class was three Coloradoans.
Great.
Three Coloradoans. And people around Fort Collins would remember the name of Cam Osler. Cam Osler was one of our first recruits. Tommy Richardson, who went to school at Cherry Creek High School, which was a dominant high school team, golf team at that time.
Oh, he was one of their best players. They usually won the state titles back in those days.
Yes.
Yes.
And then a young man from Parker, Colorado, Scott Mendelson. Those three were the first young men that I was able to go out and recruit, and they said yes to me. They said yes to coming to Colorado State when we didn't have much. We didn't have anything. And so I will never forget sitting in their homes and getting that answer of yes. I said, now we got a chance to get started. And we're doing it with homegrown kids, kids that are from the state of Colorado. And so that was the beginning. That was the very beginning of Colorado State golf, when we were able to recruit a few kids, and those being Colorado kids.
Now, Mark, how much did your experience as a golfer, I think I looked this up, and you were an Evans Scholar.
Uh-huh. Yes.
At the University of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Go Buffs.
Yeah. Well, at that point in time, there was for a point in time.
Mark, so Fort Collins now through and through, that we got to have a little fun with this. But yeah, what was your experience at that time as an amateur golfer?
Well, it was obviously I received the Evans Scholarship to go to the University of Colorado, and that was a big deal.
Sure, very big deal.
It was a big, very big deal. And then a guy that most people in the state would know, Les Fowler, was well known, a very good player. He was my coach the very first year, and he's the one that kind of said yes to me. And so I began as a Buff, and I only had 1 year with him, and then Mark Simpson, the longtime Mark Simpson, took over.
And Mark was there for a long time.
Yes, he was. Very, very long time. And so, I worked under those two coaches, but it was a big deal to me. I got to stay in state, and I got to play collegiate golf and then amateur golf during the summer. And fortunately, I had some success, but it was a great, great time, and I was very fortunate to be the beneficiary of an Evans Scholarship. That is a home run, and I would have not probably been able to have attended college even if I wouldn't have got that. So blessed in many ways, and that was the beginning.
That was the beginning, and terrific years at Colorado State, and of course at Colorado State you were under the direction of Tim Jurich, Tom. Mm-hmm. The athletic director at the time, who many here in Northern Colorado still refer to him as probably the guy that they wish they could have kept for a long time looking back. But he goes to Louisville, and you get a call, and you say yes. Tell us about that process.
Well, yeah, I had the great privilege of Tom came to Colorado State as the AD, and we quickly realized as coaches that he was in our corner. He was a coach's athletic director. I mean, it was paramount that he give the resources to the coaches, and he give the tools and everything that they needed the coaches, and then it was your job to be successful. And so I had a great 5-year run with Tom while he was here. We improved at Colorado State. And you knew at some point, because of his talent, because of his skill, that some other school was going to pick him up. It would be whether or not he left or not. And he enjoyed it. He and his family enjoyed Fort Collins and the community. But Louisville called him, and it was a great opportunity for him to step forward and move on. And he took the job. And quickly after that, he gave me a call and said, the program needs some help there, and would you come? And difficult, no question about it. Friends and family, I grew up here. My wife was here. You know, our young son was born. Very, very difficult. But fortunately, we made the right decision. We moved to Louisville, took over the program there. And there are people in everybody's careers that give you opportunities and that help you along the way. And there's no question that Tom Jurich was one of those key people in my life that allowed me to be successful at what I did. And I will never forget the great privilege I had to work for him.
Tom Jurich was the Athletic Director of the Year in the NCAA, built many great programs at Louisville, including your program, the golf program. And we're going to talk more about the success at Louisville. And, of course, to our listening audience, what Mark's doing today. He is still so involved in the golf game and helping, not a surprise here, helping young golfers in the state of Colorado, and we certainly want to hear much, much more about that. Hey, let's thank Napa Auto. Of course, we all drove here. If anything goes wrong with our cars, we know where to go. Napa Auto Parts. Keep your families on the road to all practices and games safely with Napa Auto. They are locally owned and have the 12 Northern Colorado locations. They have everything you need for your vehicle. And if you're tailgating, that tailgate rig. The Napa brand, of course, you've heard here on Coach Speak and KFKA for years. They continue to be great supporters of local and high school athletics, wishing all those competing good luck. We're going to be back with Mark Crabtree, the Hall of Fame golf coach, after this.
On 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Should be a busy offseason for the Avalanche and the Nuggets. What needs to change? Follow along with us on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studio. In studio, we have Mark Crabtree with us. Yes, many of you know that name. Going back to Colorado State and then the 21 years at Louisville, where he built a national prominent golf program. And back with us today, too, our intern, Sammy Greenfield, who just returned from his mission trip. Sammy, we want to hear, the audience wants to hear about your mission trip. What? Tell us where you went. What's going on, man?
Yeah, so we went to Yauco, Costa Rica. Had a really good time. We got to go to the beach every day, which was a lot of fun.
Wait a minute. This is a mission trip. You're not supposed to be doing anything, the beach stuff. I mean,
yeah, we got about an hour of the beach in every day.
Oh, just an hour. Okay.
But, yeah, so we helped this one family with construction stuff.
Nice.
With a missionary that they're kind of running down there in Costa Rica. And then we went to this high school and elementary school and just hung out with the kids for a couple of days. So that was a lot of fun.
So their schools are in session right now?
Yeah, their schools
okay.
are in session. But yeah, we just played like soccer and volleyball with them, which was a lot of fun. And yeah, so just really...
Now,
hanging out with the kids.
Now, how many kids went on this particular trip with your group?
So we had 17.
17,
kids,
okay.
Yeah.
So tell us at Resurrection Christian, now you guys go, you have choices of what mission trips and times during the year. Is that our correct statement?
Yeah, so there were like four options. It was this one, Costa Rica, you could go to Belize, Guatemala, or Jamaica. And so this was the only one that was during the summer, which I like a lot more because I kind of like having my breaks during the school year to travel and do other stuff.
So the others are actually during breaks.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, Sammy, wouldn't you rather have a week off of school? But that's not an option.
Well, if that would have been an option.
Yeah, then we'd have a – yeah, we would be rethinking that, right, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's kind of a touristy area where we were, so it's not like your normal mission trip, I guess, where you're really like digging into the people that actually live there.
More remotely,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. We got to talk to a lot of people, and
well, thanks for doing what you did. Thanks to your sponsors, your teachers, whoever led that. Thanks to them for doing what they do too. You know, and for some others, you know, taking time out of that summer, highly appreciated. Well, Mark, as we came back from break, we were talking about now you go from CSU to Louisville. Okay, you have shared with me many things about working for Tom and how, and I want any athletic directors that are out there listening to this portion, you know, take note, because you had to somewhat build the program at Louisville. Okay. And what were your directions from your athletic director and how did he help you?
Well, that's a great question. To know Tom Jurich is to know to be driven for success. But you're driven for success the right way. Do it the right way. But when you come up against obstacles or challenges or difficulties, don't deviate from them. Don't run from them. Solve them. Solve them in a way that you can take the next step. And that was really a lot of his theme as he directed our coaches, is that you want to recruit players that are talented, players that are full of character, players that want to be driven to be the best that they can be. And then you have to put them into that environment where they can succeed. And that's where he came in. He gave us every tool we needed. Everything that we needed to be successful was on his list, and the answer was yes. So that's the first thing that I take away from him. He was so supportive of what we needed to be done. And it was not just me. It was 21 head coaches that received the same message at the university. And it was his job to go and make those things happen.
Mark, you shared with me before, every day with his 21 head coaches, he would talk to you guys.
Yep. Yep.
Every day.
Yep. Yeah.
I want everybody to hear this. It was not through email.
No.
It was not through text messaging. He talked to you every day. Talk about those conversations and how he led those.
Yeah. He was so big on relationships. And it didn't have to be very long. But it would be a phone call. It would be a situation where you'd see each other, and he was always right there. That's the thing that you knew about him, is that he cared about you, and he cared about what you did. So our conversations were always real quick, or whatever they might be. But you know, who are we recruiting, and what do we do next, and how are the kids that you presently have in your program? How are they growing? You know, what are the things that are happening? All those sorts of things. He was so relational in that respect that you wanted to get up. We got up every morning and we wanted to be the best that we can be, because we knew a guy who cared about the entirety of the program, players, support staff, coaches, assistant coaches, everybody. And that's just who he was. And again, so fortunate, but he was in tune. He knew what was going on because, you know, those relationships back and forth. And so, he was just very, very special.
Yeah, special leader. Hey, we have Mark Crabtree in studio today here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 and 103.1 FM. If you have a text message for us, if you'd like to address Mark, that number is 888 888- 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. Well, when you got to Louisville, Mark, and you start building this program, things started clicking. And by the time you ended your career at Louisville, you had built this into a national power. Several guys from your program went on and played professionally. What was it like recruiting those top-level players throughout the country and internationally to get them to say, yes, Louisville's the place I want to be?
Well, it was much more difficult in the beginning because you have to wonder what you have to sell and what you have that, you know, that would entice them.
Similar to what you had at Colorado State.
No question. I say this when I went to Colorado State and started the program and the vision of what we had, and then I went to Louisville. It was the same thing. The game plan was the same. The format was still the same. We had to do the same things. It's just we had a little broader perspective, a little broader scene there on the east there at Louisville. But it was still the same. But you have to share with young men and their parents that if you come here, this is what's going to happen, and then what will happen will make you a better person and a better player. And then if your dream or your goal or your vision is to be at whatever level, how do we help you get to that level? If it's the professional level at the highest level, how are we going to help you get there? And that was always the theme. And as the program got a little bit better and results got a little bit better and things started to happen in terms of within the program, then you have a little something to sell. You have a little history to tell. And you have a few players that have come in and bought in and gotten better and made it ultimately their dream. Then you have a little bit less convincing and you can speak to them and do that. And as that progressed, we kept getting better players and better players. And so you're fortunate that the young people said yes, and then they were able to come and accomplish what you told them and what they wanted to see happen. And once you get a few guys out there and they do it, then you have something to sell.
Who were one or two of those very first guys at Louisville that helped make that turnaround and helped, get the program toward being prominent?
Well, I would think, you know, there were a couple twins that I recruited from us from Florida, Derek and Daryl Fathauer, and they were really strong in terms of helping us establish that. Probably a well-known name along with part of that team was a guy named Adam Hadwin from Canada, who's still out there playing and had a very, very successful PGA Tour career. And when we brought those players in and they combined with some of the others, it really laid a very solid foundation for us to have a 4 or 5 year run. And then during that 4 or 5 year run, we got some more players to come in and do those sorts of things. And then obviously I was telling Sammy, part of my last recruiting class was a young man who's doing very well on the tour right now, Matty Schmidt, 28 years old from Germany, who almost won the PGA about a month ago. And when you have players like that and they're driven to be successful, and I you know, a lot of people are driven to be successful. We know that. You've seen that in the coaching. It's what they do. It's not what they say. And when they come to practice and they're prepared to practice, they're prepared to listen to what the coach has to say and how we're going to demonstrate how we're going to get better. And we identify the things that will allow them to get better. You have to focus in on the things that you need to do to get better in order to get better. If you practice the wrong things, you don't get better. And you know that, Bruce.
Absolutely.
And so that's why it's so paramount that you earn the respect of your players so you can teach them how to get better. The coaches know what they're doing. The players have to be so the best players I ever coached were so receptive to coaching.
Coachability.
Sponges. Absolutely. And not one day or one week. Always. That was their attitude. That was their approach. And when I say Derek or I say Adam or I say Maddie, they all were the same in that respect. They wanted to be coached. They wanted to learn. Yes, absolutely. And also, they all came from great parents.
Interesting.
The great parents who taught them those things paralleled our success.
You know, when you say great parents and you're out recruiting, were there instances when you left a home's recruit that put doubt in your mind?
Absolutely. both of them.
And we won't share names.
Both
of
them.
But give us some, instances of, recruiting, going to recruit a kid, and then after the conversations and the follow-ups, you have maybe second thoughts whether that's the right player.
Well, let me, if I could do this.
Sure.
Let me tell you things that convinced me that I wanted the players.
Okay.
I remember, I'm not going to share names, I went in and made a home visit, sat down, and had a nice discussion, talked about a whole number of things, and then I asked a question. Is it possible that I could go see what their bedrooms look like? This may sound crazy. What their bedrooms sound like. What they look like. And they looked at each other and said, yeah, that'd be fine. I wanted to walk into their bedroom and see what was I going to see? Was I going to see a bed made? Was I going to see the room clean? Was I going to see it cleaned up and some nice things? Or was I going to see it things tossed everywhere? Because that would teach me whether they were fairly organized or whether they were a disorganized type of approach. Because when you get to the college level, everything matters. Well, it matters at any level. But everything matters. And could I expect that a young man would come to practice ready to practice? Would he be on time for things? Would he be dressed appropriately? All those sorts of things. And one of the ways for me was to go into his bedroom and see if it looked really nice. And so I walked into the bedroom.
That is an interesting statement, because I have obviously talked to many coaches throughout my career, college coaches, and I have never yet heard that one that you asked to see the bedroom.
Right.
That is interesting concept.
The result was I walked into the room, and it was the bed was made, and the room was clean, and it was well put together, and everything was just immaculate. And after the conversation ended and after I got in my car and was heading back, I said to myself, I want that young man. Because I think based on what I saw right there, sure. I believed that he was going to, he could handle what we were going to begin to present to him over the next 3 or 4 years. And so, the illustrations that would be on the contrary would be in terms of I walked away and it wasn't as positive. Those would more come about when I didn't come away with the idea that the team concept was important to the young person,
which is, I'm going to say, maybe more common in golf because it is an individual sport.
Yeah,
compared to other sports where you do have to create that on the court or on the field chemistry, but at your level, you are developing a team, and you want guys rooting for each other. You want guys helping each other.
Yeah, and that was the whole premise of it, is that, yes, it is an individual sport, and the player goes out and plays, and he posts a score. But at the team level, that is, in my mind, is more successful for the player, and it's more gratifying to the player when his team and his buddies all do well and they accomplish something.
Now, Mark, were you able during your collegiate recruiting to go out on the course and watch the kids play quite often, or was it through video? Talk about when you analyzed players, and just not by the score.
Well, everything, because of the access to the internet, all scoring is available, on the computer. So you can get all the stats, you can get all the results, you can get all of that stuff to begin to give you a baseline. But absolutely, you have to walk the fairways. You can't interrupt. You can't spend time with them. You can't interact with them. But you're observing and you're watching, and yes, you're evaluating. all the different aspects of it, and personality, how they react to situations. Yes, yeah. That's all a big part of it. And what level of maturity they possess at that particular point in time, can they play at the level that we're at? So absolutely, you're doing your homework at home, and you're in your offices doing all that kind of work, but you have to be on site watching and observing, seeing the good days and seeing the not so good days. Both of those you want to see so that you can capture a summary of what you think you have.
Now, when you see a player overreact to a shot, mm-hmm. okay, but you still possibly bring him into your program, one of the focal points of coaching during that initial freshman year as far as growth and maturity?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you want competitiveness.
Yeah, you
want young people who are fired up. No question. You want that. And there's a fine line between doing something that would discourage that and yet the fine line of what would enhance that. And so you always try to enhance it. Now, you know, you possess so much energy and you possess so much. Use it in a positive way. And if it positively motivates you, that's a bonus. I mean, I love competitive kids who are driven to be the best they can be. And, you know, and you just teach them how to channel that and handle that. And at the same time, how they speak to themselves. What do they say to themselves?
Self-talk.
Self-talk. What do you say to yourselves? Don't beat yourself up. Encourage yourself. Be prepared. Work hard. Work on the right things. And when you get in the presence of the moment, embrace it. And if it doesn't go well, convince yourself that you can handle it.
That is great information. Micah, let's take a break now, and we'll come back. We want to hear more about the Colorado Golf Kids and maybe a little high school coaching in the future for Coach Crabtree.
.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Should be a busy off-season for the Avalanche and the Nuggets. What needs to change? Follow along with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. Micah has us rock and rolling today, man. Doing a great job back there. By the way, Micah, you are the best producer of this show.
Absolutely. I'm the only one, but I'm that best makes you the and the worst at the same
you
time.
You know, I'm seeing the glass half full. You know, unlike a lot of people, I see it half full. You are the best.
I see the glass bulletproof.
Yeah, and it's a good thing because the whole show's coming up, so it's a good thing that that glass is bulletproof. But we are talking to the Hall of Fame coach, Mark Crabtree, and, of course, build a national program at Louisville. And now back in Colorado helping kids out, and I can't leave this out because, man, this hour is going rapid. What changes, Mark, did you see in yourself, and I think I know part of this answer, from the beginning of your coaching to when you left Louisville?
Well, you know, I think I realized at the very end of the career that, you know, you have to consciously develop a relationship with your players. You have to make the effort. The coach has to make the effort. You have to make a very conscious effort on an individual basis. So I would say I had a much better relationship. I was more keen into who they were, what they were doing, and those sorts of things, rather than them just as a collegiate player, them as a young person. And so I think I learned that early on. There's many times that I think I've told you the story that I was at the best later in my career because the mistakes I had made, I corrected my mistakes. And I was conscious about doing that, and I had a few players that you know were with me for, you know, back in then you had players for 4 years, you know, so from the beginning to the end they see you all the time, and so I had a few players that spent their entire career with me, and you know, they helped shape me in terms of becoming better as a coach, and they told me so. You know, they talked to me, and you had to receive it. You had to receive the information, those sorts of things. So it's a constant growth and development situation, being aware of who you are and how you can continue to improve and connect with players and be on helping them, developing them, and at the same time, help them decide what's going to be the future for them. So that was the big part of it that I learned more than they did. You know, and I was more aware of how I could impact them appropriately.
And I know you have great faith. You're a man. You are a man of faith. In fact, you direct Bible studies at high schools and are prominent in that. What part of faith played into that end of career analysis?
Well, it played a big faith. It played a big part of it. Later in my career, my faith became the most important thing in my relationships and my coaching. I understood much better than ever before. I took it for granted that God had given me a platform. He'd given me a place all along, all the steps along my way, and I finally came to realize that He was in charge and He was in control. So it was a point of total surrender. It was a total surrender to say to my Heavenly Father, who had saved me through my Lord Jesus Christ, to continue to grow and blossom and be who He wanted me to be. And I sought to decide who that was going to be. Who was that going to be? And I wanted to be faithful. I wanted to be faithful to my Heavenly Father and then therefore be faithful to everybody that God surrounded me with. And I have been so immensely blessed since my career came to end that I continue to meet and get to know and be a part of other people's lives and be able to be what I hope is a good, a great husband and a great dad and a great grandfather and also a friend to the coaches and all the sporting world in Northern Colorado that I get a chance to hang out with and because of those things. But you're exactly right. The most important thing in my life today is my faith.
And that is a great, great, great answer. You're working with Colorado kids, you know, through Colorado Golf Association. I know some of the kids are out in San Diego, I believe you said, playing right now. Talk briefly about your role and what you're doing to help players in their growth.
Well, a number of years ago, the United States Golf Association decided to create what's called Team USA, which is developing young players at younger ages all across the country. And when they started on this program, one of the states they came to was Colorado, and they invited Colorado to be a part of the first part of this. And so that was for us to accept that role. We began to identify the top players, junior players in the state, boys and girls. And that became known as Team Colorado. And Ed Maid, who's the executive director of the CGA, called me and asked me if I wanted to lead this and be a part of this, which was to identify the best young players and put them through a year-long program where they could develop and be as good as they can be. And, man, I signed up real quickly on that, and I have loved that every moment since accepting that we get the opportunity to take our young players and develop them and see how far they can go before they go to college. And we have eight boys and eight girls that are on this team from different parts of the state of Colorado, and we get a chance to interact with them and develop them. And as I said earlier, we've got four of them playing in what's called the Junior America's Cup this week, representing the state of Colorado and themselves in San Diego, California. And so it's a great opportunity to advance junior golf in the state of Colorado. And I've got some others that helped me, a great committee, and we're having a wonderful time of developing the young players, and hopefully we can develop some where we can start some even earlier than that.
That's fantastic. And as you see these younger players, I'm sure you're looking at how coachable are they, you know, and in trying to enhance their coachability as well as their great talent.
You are exactly right. That's one of the pillars in my estimation, of what a good program would look like would be that you have, you teach young people to receive the information from those around them. And so it's really not been any different. I put the same hat on, which we work with these 16 kids, is, hey, here's what we have to offer you, and you're going to receive and you're going to benefit based on how much you're going to participate. Are you going to buy into this 100%? So when I take you out and I observe some aspect of your game and I show you how this might be a little bit better and how you might be able to do it a little bit better and get better because of it, and then lower your scores a little bit, do you receive it? Do you work on it? Do you pay attention to it, or you just love it off? You know, and then when we gauge that reaction and we see that, and yes, we have a wonderful group of kids who are now in a culture, even the best young boys and the young best girls in the state of Colorado, in my estimation, are receiving the information. They're being very coachable in the things that we're doing. And all of a sudden, if you were to take their resume from 2 years ago and then you take it where it is today, that resume has a lot more accomplishments on it. And we're sending these kids on to colleges to play different levels. They're going to go play college golf at different levels, and they're going to be successful.
That is fantastic. Mark Crabtree, man, what great information. Sammy, I'm sure you learned something today. I'm sure you learned something. Wow, we need to take another break, and we'll come back and wrap up things with Mark and Sammy after these messages.
KFKA. Hear local news during your commute. Good morning, NOCO. Weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak as we wrap up today's program. Well, it's been great having Coach Crabtree on, and you can't stay away from coaching, can you? You know, Bill, all Americans at Louisville, and had your team, top in the country before you left, and you're going back, and you're going to be an assistant coach, get this, audience, for Severance High School, Kevin Johnson, the head coach, and you're going to be helping Kevin. Kudos for that, man. Are those kids lucky?
Well, I'm excited to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I have. I'm excited to work with these young men and see if we can help them better. And Sammy just told me that a number of these guys are back from last year's team, so maybe we can be the surprise.
Watch
team.
Out, Severance High School, man.
You know, I don't know.
Time.
We'll have to compete against Sammy's team. I hear they're pretty good.
Starts next week. Well, I'll tell you what. It's been great having you in studio, Coach, and everybody else, stay tuned for the whole show. Brady's got a lot of AMU to talk about today, obviously. Make today your masterpiece. We love you, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.